Last week we were discussing a beautiful chiddush, Rabbi Kiveger, in the Tshuvas in Simen Ches, regarding Misasek, a very basic kasha, and this is a kasha of the Bali Atosus. And that's Sugyan Krisus and Daf Yutes, and the Sugyan Shabbos and Daf Ayin Beis. There are two statements of Shmuel that L'cha'ores seem to contradict. The Shmuel tells us that sometimes Misasek is Chayiv, Chalav Varayu Shekem Nene, at times Misasek is Potter on Shabbos because of Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah. And the very simple question is, why do you need two exceptions? What would the halacha be b'chol Torah kula? And there's a single exception. Either Chalam Varayos is exceptional because it's Chayim, or Shabbos is exceptional because it's Potter. But why do you need two different cases that indeed are a Yotze min haklal? Tosus writes, a stunning chiddush, that there are different cases of Misasek. Misasek means that, you know what, that lo yisavid machshavto, that a person did not fulfill his intent, his desire. What exactly was the person desirous of? You know, one could envision different possibilities. Let's assume, for example, one case of misasek. Let's assume it's an instance of Shabbos where I see that there is a pri, which is sitting on the ground, and I go ahead and I seize it. Lo and behold, it was a low-lying branch, and by doing so now, I'm guilty of kotzer, of tolesh. I just severed it from the branch. My intent was to do something that was absolutely mutter. What I ended up doing was a malacha. Oh, that's one example of misasek. Tosus writes, I'll give you another example of misasek. A person who goes ahead and intends to go ahead and to pick this particular pri. And a person reaches and he ends up picking that pri. That also is an issue of misasek, but there was a world of difference. My mindset was not heter to iser. My mindset was iser to iser. What I intended to do was an iser daraisa. What I did was a malacha daraisa, but clearly, I didn't fulfill my intent. That's the chiddush that Tosus writes, that when you're dealing with the case of heter to iser, that's misasek b'chol Torah kula. You know what the Chiddush of Shabbos is? Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah? Even if it was Isser to Isser, even Isser to Isser, but undeniably, you did not carry out your intent, and that you cannot call Meleches Machsheves. Rashi writes in Beitz and Daf Yud Gimel, Meleches Machsheves means a Meleches Umnus. It doesn't just simply mean, generally, I intended to do Isser, and I ended up doing Isser. It means something that is very granular. I intended to do this, I ended up doing that. So that's the chiddush that, indeed, Tosfos writes. Rabbi Kiveger feels that, no, that's difficult. Take a look in Rabbi Kiveger, why, indeed, he doesn't accept the sheet of Tosfos. You can take a look at the Tosfos Rabbi Kiveger and Rabbi Loza Demila, where Rabbi Kiveger discusses what he feels is difficult with the sheet of the Bali Atosfos. And as we discussed last week, Rabbi Kiveger writes now that there are different hagdaros. The default position is Misasek is a Maisa Veira on level of Daraisa, but it's Potter Min HaKarban. Chalam Varayos is exceptional that you're Chayiv HaKarban. On Shabbos, it's not even considered to be a Maisa Veira at all, because if it doesn't meet the threshold of Meleches Machsheves, so therefore, how can you argue that that is a Maisa Veira Min HaTorah? And in Afgamina, Bavakama Daf Chavav, when it comes to Kimnei Derabine. Kimnei Derabine does not require a Chiyuv Misa, but it does require a Maisa Avera, an Avera in principle, Sheish Bo Misa. It can be B'Shogeg, it can be B'Mezid, oh, Tanevei Chizkia, Chayvei Misa Shogegim, Turna Tashlumin, but what happens if it is Ba'ofen Misasek? If that would be a Maisa Avera, one now could invoke Kimnei Derabine. If you're going to tell me Daraisa, this is not a Maisa Avera at all, that would not be the case. Well, so that's the chiddush that Rabbi Kiveger writes, that if a person violates what would be a malacha daraisa on Shabbos, but al yedei misasek, not a maisaver, you can't apply kinei derabine. And Rabbi Kiveger writes, that's exactly a gemara, because the gemara b'kam dal chavav describes the following. A person who has a rock on his lap, a person stands, sets it in motion, the gemara tells us the following. If that ends up breaking a kli, Yischayiv Adam Udolam. If it rolled out Amos on Shabbos, he would be Potter because Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah. Rabbi Kiveger writes, those were not two different scenarios, but Mamish, that's what happened on Shabbos. He stood, rolled, broke a kli, Dalet Amos, Yischayiv B'Tashlumin on Shabbos because Mavadamos B'Shusarabim was both in Misasek, not called a Maisaver, and you can't invoke kimnei ben rabbi. Wow, that's the Chiddush Rabbi Kveger. Misasek indeed is a ma'isa avera. And therefore, Kveger writes, if a person is about to violate an avera both misasek, a person has to stop him. Lafushi misura. The fact that the person is not chayiv a carbon is not enough. If it's an aver, the raisa, I'm obligated to tell him that don't do so. A person is going to go ahead and to do which would be a misasek. There's a mitzvah now of hocheach tocheach es amisecha. There's a chiyuv of lafushe misura. A person is wearing brachos yates, a beged of shatnez, without realizing it's shatnez. Of course, I'm obligated to go ahead and to tell him. Not necessarily because it's like chalom varaya shekeinene, because the shuris hadin b'chalat harakul is that's considered to be a maisavera in and of itself. And then Rabbi Kveger now writes the following. That's why it's possible to have a gzera atu misasek and a knas as a result of misasek. The example of the knas atu misasek, so that's our sugya of chomet shavlo pesach, the nesivis, makor chayim, and taflamet aleph. If a person ended up owning chomet a pesach, but that was misasek, not that he certainly knew that he possessed chomet, but omer mutter, but a person was completely unaware that he did, isn't that part of the knas of chametz sha'avel of a Pesach? How can you be konis a person for violating an avera ba'ofen misasek? I understand you could have a knas b'mezid, and sometimes konsu shogeg otomezid, a mais avera. But how can you penalize a person if that was not an avera at all? The answer is, you see, Rabbi Kveger writes that misasek is a mais avera, and therefore it's possible to have a knas. Okay? And then Rabbi Kveger writes the following, the flip side. Just like you can have a knas after the fact, you can have a gzera before the fact. The Chachamim will tell you don't do this because it can lead to something which is misasek. Can't one question? The Chachamim forbid A because it can lead to B, and B is a misasek. Why would you have a gzera atu misasek? You know what the answer is? Because misasek is a ma'isavera, and therefore you can have a gzera ato misasek, and that's the Mishnah in Shabbos on Daf Yud Aleph. There, when it comes to gzeros on Shabbos are not only forbidden on Shabbos, you can have a gzera, which is mibod yom. That's a very great chiddush. Poshim shat, when it comes to melech Shabbos, a melech daraisa, a melech drabanon, you have to do something on Shabbos itself. Now, how can you invite the isra of losasa chol melecha on chol? Asiyas ha-malacha, ha-malacha d'araisa, ha-malacha d'rabanan, is on Shabbos. What about when it comes to a gzera? A gzera is also because of Shema Yavo. A person could argue, what do you mean? That if you set something in motion even before Shabbos, maybe there's still a concern of Shema Yavo b'Shabbos. Rabbi Kveger writes that in Kufnun Tes, when it comes to Mekach u'memkar. If there's a gzera that you can't do business on Shabbos, a gzera, cause atuksiva. So in such a case, don't tell me that I didn't do anything on Shabbos. Maybe that's absolutely irrelevant. What happens, for example, if a person makes all the kinyanim before Shabbos? You know, Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. So we want to have a mechiras chametz. We want to make sure that the chametz is sold to the guy. So, you know, we sell it to the guy on Friday. And, you know, that can create difficulty. On Friday, yeah, but I'm going to be using the chametz for my Suda Shabbos. So, you know what? We'll exclude this from the mechira. The guy is going to be told there's a certain amount we put aside, which we're retaining ownership of. Imagine if anything's left over. No? So in such a case, that is our chametz. You have to dispose of that meticulously. I'll tell you the following simple etza. What do you mean? Why not go ahead and do a kinyan lachar zman. All the kinyan that the guy will do on Erev Shabbos. But you know what? The chalos, the kinyan will be chal on Shabbos itself. 9 o'clock Shabbos morning, everything is sold to the guy. Whatever remains left over now belongs to the guy. That would solve some of the difficulty of Erev Pesach Shachal b'Shabbos. I'll tell you a couple of problems. One is not for today's shir, and that's the problem of kosa kinyana. Not every kinyan survives time. We want to make so many kinyanim with the guy to make sure the chametz is his. We're going to compromise the effectiveness of many of the kinyanim because not every kinyan is chal lachar zman. Certain kinyanim are either now or never. So therefore, you know what? We're not going to do many of the kinyanim. Okay, kosa kinyana, the choshen mishpat issue. Okay. But what about the following? Maybe that's an isra of mekach u'memkar. When did the chametz leave my rishus? When did it enter the rishus of the guy? On Shabbos, on Shabbos. Isn't that buying and selling on Shabbos? You'll tell me, I did nothing whatsoever. The ma'isa kinyan was made the erev Shabbos, but the chalosa kinyan is on Shabbos. Rabbi Kveger writes, maybe that's usur. If mekach or melkar is usur on Shabbos, so therefore you don't have to do anything at all. After all, that it's a gzeira even b'shev al taseh. So therefore, maybe in achinami, that's an iser of commerce, of buying and selling. Sometimes you don't do anything at all, but things just happen. Now the shayla is more and more common now with buying and selling, automatic payments, eBay issues. Now on Shabbos or especially on Yontif, now where commerce is going, you're sitting there in shul, but guess what? Things are happening now. Is it so obvious that that's not called mekach u'memkar because actively you're not involved? What do you mean that a gzera can be chal even if you're inactive? B'shev al tasa, the starting point. That's the Jewish Rabbi Kveger and Kuf Nun Tes. So I'll tell you the following, that I understand when it comes to these issues that you can have a gzera even on Erev Shabbos. Shehiya, it means on Erev Shabbos, don't place this uncooked item on the fire, the stovetop, before Shabbos, because you're going to violate the Nisra of Shehiya, even though you didn't do anything on Shabbos. Inachinami, Shemi Achate, Vigachale. So here the Mishnah tells us also a gzera, and that is that, you know what, you have this tailor, and the tailor will commonly go out with this needle. And here the Mishnah tells us that no, already samach l'chashecha, he should not go out the chayit b'machto, samach l'chashecha, because we're afraid that, you know what, he may end up what exactly? End up what exactly? So if you're going to tell me the case is as follows, oh, this is the din and tosus, daf yir aleph mad aleph in Shabbos. If the case is the following, you know what? He's going to go out on Shabbos with this needle because he doesn't realize that he's carrying it. All of a sudden now on Shabbos he realizes he's carrying it, but he's so attached to this favorite needle, he's not going to be willing to part with this dear needle. And so, okay, that's hotzah b'meizid. That's what I understand. That's a gzera to meizid. But if the case is as Tosus writes, and Tosus says, right, this is the case according to Abaye, no. He may inadvertently not realize that he's carrying. If he's going to go ahead and be carrying that on Erev Shabbos, you know, he'll become preoccupied. He won't even realize. That's misasek. That's misasek. Isn't it surprising that you can have a gzera d'rabban on otto misasek? You can have a knas after the fact, and you can have an azera. Don't do this on Erev Shabbos because it could lead to misasek. And it's clear from Tosus that that's exactly how Abaye understands the sugya. Ayetzei chayit memachto samach l'chashecha is because it could lead to inadvertent carrying, not omer mutter. He doesn't realize he's doing so. How can you have a gzera otto misasek if misasek is not considered to be a maisavera? So those Rabbi Kveger's raya. Number one, from the knas of Rabbi Matze. Number two, from the gzera mibod yom otto misasek. That's a fascinating raya that Rabbi Kveger brings. And now Rabbi Kveger writes the following. But you know what? Based on my shita, this is a difficulty, no? Because I just explained that there are three dinim, and b'chol Torah kula misasek is an avera, but not when it comes to Shabbos. Not when it comes to Shabbos. There are melachas machsheves asur Torah. So isn't it unusual you have a gzera d'rabanan on Shabbos? If this would be b'chol Torah kula, I understand very well, because misasek is a ma'is avera. But you have a gzera d'rabanan on Erev Shabbos otu misasek b'Shabbos. When misasek b'Shabbos is not considered to be a ma'isa avera at all. Oh, so Rabbi Kveger writes, this is based on another very fundamental yisod. Rabbi Kveger tells you to take a look in the Sugyan Yuman Daf, Lamed Dalet Mabez, a very lengthy Tosus, Lamed Dalet Mabez, Lamed Hei Mad Aleph, where Tosus says an incredible chiddush. You know, Davar Shein Miskaven, on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Shittas, that's Mutter Lechatchila. Davar Sheni Miskaven is mutter. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that Davar Sheni Miskaven is aser. Davar Sheni Miskaven is aser on Shabbos. Tosus says the following great, great Chiddush. The Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the Davar Sheni Miskaven is forbidden on Shabbos. Is that a din d'oraisa or is that a din d'rabbanan? So Tosus writes the following Chiddush, that's only a din d'rabbanan. When Rabbi Yehuda says that Davar Sheni Miskaven is aser on Shabbos, all the sugyas, Gora, the Mita Kisa Vesafsa, and the like. You know what? That's only an Isser Drabanan. Wow. That's a Chiddush. Unlike Rover shown to maintain that's not true. Rabbi Yudashiv, the Dorash Enemy Skavin is Usser and Shabbos is an Isser, Daraisa. But that is not the Shita Tosus. And Tosus even argues this further that if it's only an Isser Drabanan, in Shvus Mimikdash. Dorash Enemy Skavin, according to Rabbi Yudah, is not always Usser, because it's only an Isser Drabanan. And maybe there's leeway within the Isser Drabanan. Wow. So Tosus now is bothered by the following. If you're going to argue that Rabbi Yudah Shita, the Dorash Enemy Skavin, is only an Isser Drabanan Shabbos, so I ask you the following. That means that Midaraisa, Tosus writes, Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon both agree that Dover Shein Miskavin is Mutim in HaTorah on Shabbos. They both agree. For some reason, Rabbi Shimon says that, you know what? I'm comfortable with allowing that fact to be true lahalacha. It's Mutim Midaraisa and it's Mutim Midrabanan. And Rabbi Yehuda is uncomfortable with that. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, despite the fact that it's Mutim in HaTorah, there's an Isser Drabanan. What's driving that machlokas, Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon? Why does Rabbi Shimon say that, you know what, mutter? And why does Rabbi say, no, it cannot be mutter, it's only potter? If they both agree, me daraisa, that it's mutter, why should there be a machlokas on a level of drabana? Oh, that's the kasha that Tosus raises. So Tosus writes an incredible yesod. And what's so important, just simply in the world of learning, is this is all aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, and we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, no? We paskin like Rabbi Shimon, but an important yesod, no? In order to understand the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that we're on Paskin-like, we are going to formulate the most important principle in all dinim d'raman of Shabbos that we do Paskin-like. No? Even though they'll ask me, Mehecha Teisi, the source of this is Rabbi Yehuda. But you know what? Even if you don't Paskin Rabbi Yehuda, but the yesod is Chai V'Kayim, and I will tell you this is the most important yesod when it comes to dinim d'raman of Shabbos. Tosus writes the following, let's leave the world of Shabbos. Let's leave the world of Shabbos. What's the halach when it comes to Adar Shein Miskavin in Shari Surei Torah? In Shari Surei Torah? Let's assume, for example, Shabbos Kuflamed Gimel, removal of Neged Saras as Adar Shein Miskavin. What's the halach of Hishamar B'Neged Saras as Adar Shein Miskavin? Oh, guess what? That's Machlokes, Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says it's Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says it's Nisa Daraisa. For that, you're Chayiv. What's the halach of Adar Shein Miskavin when it comes to Kibuy HaMizbeach? Not on Shabbos, B'chol. Eish tamid tukad ala mizbeach lo sichpe. That's a sugya zvachim davtzari alef. Guess what? That's a machlokes. Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. What's the halacha of a davar shin miskav when it comes to nizirus? Nizirus. As a davar shin miskav, and guess what? Another pulls out some hair. You know what? That's a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. What's the machlokes? Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to kilaim. Levishas Kalaim as a Dover Shinim Iskavin. A machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. Suffice it to say, isn't it clear? When it comes to Mizalf and Yayin, when it comes to Negayim, when it comes to Nazir, when it comes to Shatnez, that the machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon is machlokas Becholot Torakula. Rabbi Shimon says Mutter, and Rabbi Yehuda says that you're Chayiv Midaraisa. That's true Becholot Torakula. Okay. So if I ask Rabbi Shimon, why is it that a Dover Shinim Iskavin is Mutter on Shabbos? You know what Rabbi Shimon is going to tell me? Why is it mutter on Shabbos? It's mutter b'chalot harakula. It's mutter in all the cases that I mentioned. So it's mutter on Shabbos as well. But it's mutter b'chalot harakula. If I ask Rabbi Yehuda, why do you maintain that a davar shein miskavin is mutter midarais on Shabbos? You know what Rabbi Yehuda is going to tell me? You're right. That's exceptional. That's exceptional. That's stunning. B'chalot harakula, nazir, negayim, ezalfin yayin. Sanhedrin, Peidalid, Mak Avivimo, B'chola Tarakula. This is an Issa Daraisa. Why then is it Mutter Min HaTorah on Shabbos? You know what the answer is? Malachis Machshavis. Where Rabbi Yehuda says the following according to Tosus. You know what? It's true that you should have realized, but the bottom line is, this was unanticipated. This was a Dover Shein Miskavin. This is a Dover Shein Miskavin. How can you call a Dover Shein Miskavin Meleches Machshavis? How can you call a Dover Shein Miskavin Meleches Machshavis? That's Meleches Umnus. So Rabbi Yehuda says, despite the fact that I hold B'chol HaTorah Kula, Dover Shein Miskavin is Chayiv on Shabbos, since Meleches Machshavis Esr Torah, in such an instance, you're Potter Midaraisa. Okay. So according to Rabbi Shimon, Davar Shein Miskaven being mutter is a klal. According to Rabbi Yudashita, the heter of Davar Shein Miskaven on Shabbos is a yotzei min haklal. Oh, so Tosfos writes the following. You know what the nature of so many Isuri Drabanan on Shabbos are? Midrabanan, we ignore Maleches Machsheves, and we equate Shabbos with Shari Isuri Torah. That's the Hagdara, you see, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Midrabanan, ignore Maleches Machsheves. Equate Shabbos with Shari Isuri Torah. Wow, so that's an incredible Yesod. So according to Rabbi Shimon Shita, B'chalot HaRakud, Davar Shein Miskaven is mutter. So, good. Shabbos is like Kolot HaRakula, mutter. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Becholot HaRakula Yerchayiv, one reason you're potter on Shabbos is because of Meleches Machsheves Midrabanan. Ignore Meleches Machsheves, equate Shabbos with Shar Yisrei Torah. That's Tosus's Yisod. Wow, so that's something which is stunning. Midrabanan, ignore Meleches Machsheves, equate Shabbos with Shar Yisrei Torah. Oh, so now I have to ask you the following question. So whatever p'tur you find on Shabbos, you name it, whatever p'tur you have, Davar Shein Miskaven, Psik Reisha, Psik Reish Lanechale, Misasek, Klachar Yad, Enosh Shel Kayama, whatever the p'tur is on Shabbos, now you're going to ask yourself, is that a p'tur B'chol HaTorah Kula? Or is that only a p'tur because of Meleches Machsheves? If it's a p'tur B'chol HaTorah Kula, you know what? I can argue, mutter. But if you're going to demonstrate that all those earlier cases are only a p'tur of Meleches Machsheves, you know what that's going to mean? Even though it's mutter min ha-Torah, but there's an Isser Drabanan. There's an Isser Drabanan. So that's something which is incredibly, incredibly powerful. Any p'tur of Meleches Machsheves will never be mutter l'chadchila. That's always an Isser Drabanan, equating Shabbos with Shari Suri Torah, and that's the Yesod according to Rabbi Yehuda. And even though I don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, we pass the Davar Shein Miskaven is mutter, but the Yesod is true. Any p'tur of Meleches Machsheves will not be mutter l'chadchila, because Midrami equates Shabbos with Shari Surei Torah. Wow, that's something Tosfos doesn't mention. But that Shuvas Rabbi Kveger, Simen Ches, writes the following. I'll ask you a question now, l'halacha. There's Machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon regarding Davar Shein Miskaven. There's Machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon regarding Melacha Sheino Tzrich L'Gufa. What exactly is the psak? What is Rab Shimon Shita when it comes to each? You know what the answer is? Davar Shein Miskaven is mutter. Melacha Sheino Tzrich L'Gufa is pater. It's an Isser. An Isser Drabanan. Why in the world, if Rabbi Shimon maintains that Midaraisa, Davar Shein Miskaven, and Melacha Sheino Tzrich L'Gufa, Midaraisa are both mutter, why in one case does Rabbi Shimon say mutter means mutter? In another case, no, it's pater, there's an Isser Drabanan. You know what the answer is? The Tosfos and Yuma. Because Midraban, you have to equate Shabbos with Shari Surei Torah. The fact that Rabbi Shimon maintains that Davar Shein Miskaven is mutter, that's halacha b'chol HaTorah Kula. It's not a function of Meleches Machsheves. That's true when it comes to Mezalfin Yayin, Nazir, Negaim, Shatnez, Makav Imo. That's true b'chol HaTorah Kula. Mutter. Melacha Sheino Tzrich L'Gufa. Tosa says the p'tur of Melacha Sheino Tzrich L'Gufa is the p'tur of Meleches Machsheves. Meleches Machsheves. Rewrite Shabbos Tav Tzadi Dalet, that you know what? It means that you have to perform the Melachos on Shabbos for the very purpose that they were done in the Mishkan. And if you do it for a purpose other than, that lacks Meleches Machsheves. That's the p'tur of Meleches Machsheves. There wouldn't be a p'tur of a Melachos Sheino Tzrich L'Gufa when it comes to Shari Surim. And therefore, if it's a p'tur of Meleches Machsheves, guess what? Midrabanan ignore Meleches Machsheves, equate Shabbos with Shari Surei Torah. Ooh, that's true now. Lahalacha. That lahalacha we paskin, that Davar Shein Miskaven is mutter, Meleches Sheino Tzrich L'Gufa is potter. That's this Yesod. That's the Yesod. Ooh, Rabbi Kveger writes, Misasek. Misasek. B'chol HaTorah Kula, Misasek is an Issa Daraisa. The only reason that's not true on Shabbos is because of Meleches Machsheves. So Midrabanan, we ignore Meleches Machsheves and we equate Shabbos with Shari Surei Torah. Midrabanan, we equate Shabbos with Shari Surei Torah. That means Midrabanan, there is an Isser of Misasek on Shabbos. Even though the starting point is that should not be true, because Misasek is not Meleches Machsheves, but Midrabanan ignore Meleches Machsheves, which means that Midrabanan, there's an Isser of Misaseg even on Shabbos. And that's why you can have a Gzera Shabbos Yir Aleph Otu Misaseg. That's the Chiddush that Rabbi Kveiga writes. Don't do this on Erev Shabbos because it can lead to Misaseg. What do you mean that Misaseg is Mutter? No, it's not Mutter. It's Mutter min HaTorah because of Melechas Machsheves, but also writes Midrabanan. The only question maybe one could ask is the following. Is that a gzera the gzera? Don't do this on Erev Shabbos because it can lead to this on Shabbos. But even this on Shabbos is only Issa Drabanan. Is that called? That's exactly what Tosus writes. That according to Abaye, that's not called a gzera the gzera. That's not called a gzera. Those are two independent moving parts, and that's not called a gzera the gzera. I'd call that a trade rabbanon, not a gzera the gzera. For example, hotzad rabbanon in a carmelis. Rabbi says that's aser. Let's say carrying a child in a certain conditions, chenosi atzatzmo. It's aser in a carmelis as well. That we don't call a gzera the gzera. Maybe even the case of Chayit Machto, even in a Carmelis as well. That's Abaye. That's not called so if you don't call that a Gzera the Gzera, guess what? That's Rabbi Kveiga, right? So I understand very well. You can have an Isser D'Rabbanan and Erev Shabbos Atu Misasek B'Shabbos. And even if you tell me, what do you mean? Misasek is Mutter, Gzera Atu Heter? The answer is no. The Heter is only because of Melachas Machsheves. Midram Nekoit Shabbos V'Shari Yisrei Torah. That Rabbi Kveiga writes is the Soda Dorishin Miskavim, Lachshin Atzrich Lagufa. And Misasek. You know, let's expand the list. The Gemara tells us when it comes to Dover Shein Miskaven, that's a machlokis between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says, it is also. Rabbi Shimon says it's mutala chadchila. Does Rabbi Shimon always maintain that it's mutala chadchila? Dover Shein Miskaven is always, no. Their case is clear, that's not true. No. After all, that Moda Rab Shimon Bipsik Reish of Loyamos. You know what a Dover Shein Miskaven is? I do A and B may or may not occur. Invariably, 10 out of 10, A results in B. A Psik Reish. Rab Shimon agrees that something is a Psik Reish, of course. That indeed is considered to be Aser. No? The Sugyan Shabbos Tav Kuf Gimel, among many others. No? Let me ask you the following question. Psik Reish according to Rabbi Shimon. Is that an Issa Darais or an Issa Drabana? Psik Reish according to Rabbi Shimon. So, probably you should tell me, of course, it's an Issa Darais. It's Issa Darais. Kimat Mefurish in the Gemara. No? It's not so easy reading that sugya that I mentioned, Kuf Gimel Mad Aleph, with any other assumption. But I will tell you, you ready? Shita Kobetzes Ksuvas Tafav, Adramascho Shita Yashana, that Rab Shimon Shita, that a Psik Reish is Asher on Shabbos, is only Nisad Rabbanan. Only Nisad Rabbanan. Wow. What do you mean? B'chala Torah Kula, Psik Reish is Chayiv Midaraisa. Chayiv Midaraisa. Anazir, no Chofif, Mephasfes, Eno Sorek, Mezal Phoenician. No, the Rashi writes, not a Psik Reish. Psik Reish is Chayiv Minatorah. A Psik Reish is Chayiv Minatorah. How can you argue that a Psik Reish is mutter min haTorah on Shabbos? You know what the Shinu Getzes writes? B'chol haTorah kula psik reish is chayiv on Shabbos. How can you call that melachas machshavos? How can you call that melachas machshavos? You know what? I see a guy is dragging a bench across the grass, and that's a very heavy bench. And invariably, you know what? It's going to result in breaking up the ground. So you know what? I go over to the person and say that, what are you doing? You know, he'll tell me, what do you mean? Gora mitikas asafso. I'll tell, no, not if it's a psik reisha. You know what the guy's going to tell me? You're right. I didn't realize that. You're right. I should have. But I didn't realize that. That's melachas machsheves. He should have, could have, would have. He should have. Had he taken the time, he would have realized that this ground, this bench, is going to absolutely result in an act of harisha. But he didn't. He didn't realize that. That's called melachas machsheves. So Shini Kubetzos writes the following great Chiddush that Psik Reish on Shabbos is only Nisad Rabbanan. Even the B'chol HaTorah Kula is Chayiv Min HaTorah. But not on Shabbos. It's not called Melachas Machsheves. So I would just add to the list and say the following. You know what? Tosus is Yisod that Midrabanan, you have to ignore Melechus Machsheves, equate Shabbos with Shari Suri Torah, by virtue of the fact that Psigresha B'cholot Torah Kul is Chayiv Midaraisa, and the Ptura on Shabbos is only because of Melechus Machsheves, so therefore clearly, the Psigresha is Asar on Shabbos. Because Midrabanan, we equate Melechus Machsheves, and we compare Shabbos with Shari Suri Torah, we level the field. I'll tell you the next step. Psigresha, okay. Psigresha, usher. Let's assume it's an Isidaraisa even. Okay, fine. Is that always true? Not always true. Mufurish in Gemara, Shabbos Kuf Gimel, that if it's a Psigresha Dolonechale, that's Mutamena Torah. A Psigresha, when do I assume you're going to be Chayiv? If there's some Nichusa. But if it's a Psigresha Dolonechale, that is not Chayiv Midaraisa. That's a Gemara. Now, that even the Reb Shimon says, if Psigresha will be Yasser, if it's a Psigresha L'Nechale, that is Mutter Min HaTorah. So I'll ask you the following question. Psigresha L'Nechale is Mutter Min HaTorah. Okay, I got that. Is it Mutter L'Chadchila, or is there Nisid Rabbana? What's the halacha when it comes to Psigresha L'Nechale? Mutter L'Chadchila, or is that a Nisid Rabbana? So, as you know, no? Ksuvas Dafav, Bava Kama, Shabbos, Kuf Gimel, no. That's the Machlokas Tosis in the Aruch, no? That's the known Machlokas Tosis in the Aruch. Where the Aruch Shita is a Psigresh L'Nechele is Mutter. A Psigresh L'Nechele is Mutter. And Tosis Shita is that's not true. A Psigresh L'Nechele is Potter. Is Potter. The Aruch has this astounding Chiddush, no? That a Psigresh L'Nechele is Mutter. And Tosis says, the Gemara doesn't say it's Mutter, the Gemara says it's not Chayiv. But a Psigresh L'Nechele is an Issa D'Rabbanan. Wow. So Machlokis, the Aruch and Tosis, they both agree Midaraisa. Psigresh L'Nechele on Shabbos is Mutter Min HaTorah. But Machlokis, whether there's an Issa D'Rabbanan or whether there is no Issa D'Rabbanan, what is that Machlokis? What is the basis of that Machlokis? No? Why does the Aruch say that a Psigresh L'Nechele is Mutter? And why does Tosu say that a Psigresh L'Nechele is Potter? So here I'll tell you a Yesod. You ready? I'll tell you that the Machlokis Tosu and the Aruch, whether a Psigresh L'Nechele is Mutter, whether it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, is a Machlokis Daraisa. And you're going to tell me, come on, you know, according to the Aruch, it's Mutter Kornatosis, it's Nisid Rabbanan. And Midaraisa, they're all friends. No. They're fighting about an Issa D'Araisa. Mechateisa. Tosa says Potter, the Aruch says Mutter. How are they fighting about a Din D'Araisa? So I'll tell you the following construct. Why does the Aruch say that it's Mutter? And why does Tosa say that it's Potter? So I'll tell you why the Aruch says that it's Mutter. No, it's Mufurish in the Aruch. No, I'll tell you why the Aruch says it's Mutter. You know what? We have step one. You know, step one is a Dover Shemi Skavin is Mutter. Step two is that, you know what? Not if it's a Psigresha. Mo the Rav Shem Psigresha Vlayamos. Like, that's step two. Now I'm going to tell you a qualifier. No? Shabbos Kuf Gimel. Not true if it's a Psigresha D'Lonechele. Not true if it's a Psigresha D'Lonechele. What is the tour of a Psigresha D'Lonechele? Psigresha is Aser. Let's say Chayiv. Why all of a sudden is there a tour of Psigresha D'Lonechele? So the Aruch is Mufurish. If it's L'Lonechele, it's a Davar Shein Miskavim. If it's L'Nechele, it's a Davar Shein. You're back to square one. When do we say everything changes with the Psigresha? If it's a Psigresha, but there's Nichusa. If it's a Psigresha, which is L'Nechele, then we're back to a Davar Shein Miskavin. This is something that I did not intend. I did not desire. It's L'Nechele. And therefore, we're back to square one. The Ptur of Psigresha L'Nechele is Davar Shein Miskavin. I'll ask you the following. If it's the Ptur of Davar Shein Miskavin, you know I'm going to tell you a Chiddush? That the Ptur of Psigresha L'Nechele is not limited to Shabbos. It applies even when it comes to Shari Surim. Because if the p'tur is because of Darashin Miskavin, Rabbi Shimon Shita is that Darashin Miskavin is mutter b'chalat harakula. That's exactly the Aruch, no? Tosas writes, Ksuvas Tafav, V'ikar Ayaso. What was the main raya that the Aruch brought to Shita? You know what Tosas writes? V'ikar Ayaso, hod mezal finyan al gabi ishin. Zvachim tzari alav. Kibui ha-mizbeach. Kibui ha-mizbeach has nothing to do with Shabbos. Kibui ha-mizbeach is b'chol. The Aruch's raya that a psigresh na'echli is mutter is from Kol HaTorah Kula. Well, if it's Kol HaTorah Kula, then obviously the p'tur is one of Dover Shein Miskavin, which is a p'tur b'Kol HaTorah Kula, according to Rabbi Shimon. Wow. Why does Tosfos say that it's butter? When you look at the small Tosfos, in Shabbos, Kuf Gimel and Aleph, Tosfos writes a stunning Chiddush. Tosfos writes the following. Look. Step one, Dover Shein Miskavin is mutter. But step two, if something is a psigresha, it is not the Darash Shein Miskavin. It's not the Darash Shein Miskavin. Imagine, psigresha of lo yamos. The guy with the straight face says, I only intended to decapitate, but I didn't intend to kill. No? So you look at him and say, no, isn't that a tautology? How many people walk around headless? You decapitate? That's it? No? That's it? Yeah, that's what Rabbi Chanan calls. No, that's Ma'aseh Echad. What do you mean? That is Netilas Neshama. You mean there's A and B. I intended to do this. I didn't intend to do that. You intended to decapitate. Guess what? That's an act of Netilas Neshama. What do you mean? Psik Reisha V'lo Yomus. If something is a Psik Reisha, how can you say that was unintended? The P'tur cannot be a P'tur of Dover Shein Miskavin. So, yeah, but the Gemara says, if it's lo neichale, you're not chayiv. Oh, so you know what? Tosfos says such a chiddush. That's another p'tur. That's not step one, that's step three. What's this other p'tur called? Well, isn't there a p'tur of Malach HaShem HaTzrich L'Gufa? Yes. And what is Malach HaShem HaTzrich L'Gufa? Oh, Tosfos says, you do something deliberately, but for a purpose other than was done in the Mishkan. It's not the what question, what am I doing? It's the why question. Why am I doing so? Rabbi Shin maintains if you don't do something for the purpose that was done in the Mishkan, you're not going to be chayiv. So I'll tell you very, very simply, by definition, by essence, if something is lo neichale, are you doing it for the same purpose as was done in the Mishkan? Of course not, no? Meleches HaMishkan, obviously there is nichusa. Obviously that was desirous. Obviously that was necessary. If you're doing something that is lo neichale, you're not doing it for the purpose. The why question is, you know what that's called? That's called a malacha shenu tzrich l'gufa. So a psigresha de lo neichale is a malacha shenu tzrich l'gufa. And what's the halacha of malacha shenu tzrich l'gufa? Not mutter, potter. Oh, so that's exactly what Tosa says, that if something is lo neichale, you leave the world of Dover Shein Miskavin, you enter a world of Malach HaShem HaTzrich L'Gufa, and Malach HaShem HaTzrich L'Gufa is not mutter. Malach HaShem HaTzrich L'Gufa is potter. So the Aruch says mutter, Tosa says potter, but they're worlds apart. The Aruch says it's mutter because it's a Dover Shein Miskavin. And Tosfos Shita is potter because it's a Malach HaShem HaTzrich L'Gufa. No? So you know what I'm going to tell you? Let's leave the world of Shabbos. Let's discuss a Psigresh L'Neichale in Shari Yisrei Torah. Oh, one case I'll tell you. No, Sugya, Shabbos Kofiuna Beis, Tosfos. What's the halach of a Psigresh L'Neichale when it comes to Sirus? A person is undergoing a medical procedure. Let's assume it's not pikuach nefesh. It's not safek pikuach nefesh. But you know what? The doctor says that psigresha, an undeniable side effect of this procedure is going to be sirus. Baratzuchem lo sasu. Is it a psigresha? Yes. Nichale. Absolutely onechale. Mamish. Actively onechale. Lonechale. What's the halach of a psigresha neichle in Hilchosirus? No? Or Rabbi Kveger, there's some in Pei Zayin. What's the halach of a psigresha neichle in Hilchos Basa B'Chalav? What's the halacha of psikleish l'nech and hilchus basar b'chalav? Whoa. You know, a person now is stirring up a pot of a guy where, you know what, maybe that's considered to be an act of bishul basar b'chalav. But clearly, no nichusa whatsoever. What's the halacha of a psikleish l'nech and hilchus basar b'chalav? So you know Rav Ikveger writes? It's machlokas tosas anorach. It's machlokas tosas anorach. And what? Who says what? You know, Rav Ikveger is mefurish. No? Oh, sim peizayin. According to Tosus, it's an issa daraisa. And according to Lorach, it's much of the chadchila. Wow. A psikresha delonechele in areas other than Shabbos, according to the Aruch, is much of the chadchila. According to Tosus, it's an issa daraisa. Can I erase that just in one line? Yeah, of course. Of course. Because according to Aruch, psikresha delonechele is a davar shenem iskavin. The p'tur of davar shenem iskavin is a p'tur b'chala Torah kula. The ikra yoso, the zal fin yayin al gabi yishim. So if something is a psikresha l'neichlin hilchus sirus, if something is a psikresha l'neichlin hilchus basa b'chalav, according to the Rav, it's mutl l'chadchila. But according to Tosus, that's not true. A psikresha l'neichlin on Shabbos is not dover shin miskavin. The reason it's mutl menator is because of malach ha-shinu tzrich l'gufa. Malach ha-shinu tzrich l'gufa is a ptur of malach ha-smasheves. If you leave the world of Shabbos, a psikresh nechele is an issa daraisa. An issa daraisa. That's like a fascinating chiddush. That even though on Shabbos, the machlokas tos narach is only drabanan, but you leave the world of Shabbos, they're arguing midaraisa. Every case, b'cholot Torah kula, psikresh nechele. The Rach will tell me that's mutter. And Tosus is going to say it's chayiv. Wow, that's an important chiddush. An important chiddush. Wow. I'll even go a step further, and I'll tell you the following. The Oruch Shita is that a psikresh l'nechi is mutter on Shabbos. Mutter on Shabbos, right? That's mafurish. Mutter on Shabbos. Can one possibly argue that's only true on Shabbos? But b'chol ha-toraku, that would not be true. The Oruch would agree that it's nissa daraisa. That's the Rush's suggestion, no? The Rush and that sugya, Shabbos, Kufyud, the Rush and Perek Yutes. You know what the Rush writes? Maybe one could suggest that the Oruch Shita that a Psigresha Delo Nechale is Mutter on Shabbos, but it's Chayiv when it comes to Shari Seritor. So the Rush suggests that maybe in the case of Sirus, the Oruch would agree that it's Chayiv. And Tosus disagrees, not true. You know what I'm going to tell you? Of course, Tosus disagrees. Tosus must disagree. Must disagree. Because what is the Rush suggesting? It's chayiv in Shari Surim, and it's mutter on Shabbos because of Malachas Machsheves. Tosus does not allow for that gap, no? Yom Alaf Lama Dalet. That chasm is too broad. No, cannot be. You cannot go from chayiv to mutter. Chayiv to mutter. Because if you're chayiv in Shari Surim, and the only reason it's mutter min haTorah on Shabbos is because of Malachas Machsheves, midrabanan nugrom Malachas Machsheves equates Shabbos with Shari Surei Torah. And therefore, Tosus assumes, if the Aruch says mutter, must be mutter b'chol haTorah kula. I, who hold it's a Torah of Malachas Shinu Tzrich L'gufa, that means on Shabbos you're chayiv, chol haTorah kula you're chayiv, on Shabbos u will notch down, will equate Midraban and Shabbos with Shari Surei Torah. So what's Potter? It's Potter on Shabbos precisely because B'chol HaTorah Kula, one is Chayiv. That's exactly the Shita of Tosus. And the Aruch who says it's Mutter, it's because it's a Davar Shenem Iskavin. Davar Shenem Iskavin, according to Davar Shenem, is a Ptur B'chol HaTorah Kula. So therefore this Yisod of Tosus carries over in those instances as well. You know, perhaps he discussed in the course of Limud, in Rimsachim, this Rav Chatzishir. What exactly is the nature of this Rav Chatzishir? B'chol HaTorah Kula? We assume Chatzishir is Asa Min HaTorah, no? Rav Yochanan, no? That's clear. We discussed Chatzishir not so long ago, no? His Chametz identical to Kol HaTorah Kula. Okay. But Rabbi Yochanan Shita Chatzi Shiras Nisa Daraisa Yumadaf Ayin Dalet Ayin. What about when it comes to Melech Shabbos? Chatzi Shiras Aser. No. Chatzi Shiras Aser on Shabbos. That's Mefurish in Gemara. No. Shabbos Ayin Dalet. That's the Sugya Borer. No. Chi Mutter Lafos Bachos Mikashir. Chatzi Shiras Aser on Shabbos. But you know what's not clear? Is that a Nisa Daraisa or is a Nisa Rabbanan? Chatzi Shiran Shabbos. Is that a Nisa Daraisa or is a Nisa Rabbanan? Not so clear. Rashi Shita, Shabbos Ayin Dalet, Chatzi Shiran Shabbos, is this the Raisa? Kimat Mufurish in the Rambam, Perek Yud Chesif El Chashabbos, that Chatzi Shiran Shabbos is only in Isser Drabana. Chatzi Shir in Shari Surim is in Isser Daraisa. Chatzi Shir and Shabbos, Kimat Mufurish in Rambam, is only in Isser Drabana. Very fascinating, Machlokes. Now, why would I assume that if Chatzi Shir is Aser B'chala Torah Kula, and Issa D'Rais like Rabbi Yochanan, that Chatzi Shir on Shabbos is only Issa Rabbanan? Why would I say that that's true? Why would I say that that's true? You know, maybe one could suggest different possibilities. Why Chatzi Shir is Aser here, and why Chatzi Shir is Mutter Min HaTorah when it comes to Shabbos? But I'll tell you one very strong possibility, you know? You know who says this? The Rashbam in Baba Basra and Daf Nun Hei. Because Chatzi Shir is not Melech Esmach Shabbos. Mufurish Rashbam. You know, an Uman sits down to perform his craft. You know, he's what, piecing together like scraps? Like scraps. You know, you and I prepare something. You know, we'll kind of search around for scraps. No? An Uman does not engage in a malach and pachos mikashir. That's not the professional way of doing so, no? You have ample supply. You have ample material. Rashbam's mefurish. That Chatzi Shiran Shabbos is a p'tur of malachas machsheves. Malachas machsheves. So I would just tell you clearly, no. Satosis and Yuma, there's no way Chatzi Shir is going to be mutter on Shabbos. Because if it's only a p'tur malachas machsheves and kol Torah kula, it's nisa d'araisa, midrabanim we're going to equate Shabbos for Shari Surah Torah. And the list can go on and on and on and on. I'll tell you something what Soloveitchik suggested. When it comes to the malach of kosher on Shabbos, there are two moving parts. You know, one is the Tzuras HaKesher. What type of knot is it? Is this on its face a kesher shal kayama, or is this a kesher which is eno shal kayama? That's one issue. The cheftza, the tzuras hakesher. Okay. There's another moving part now, and that is duration. Duration. When the knot was made, right? Was it made for lasting use? Was it something that is temporary? I made this knot, but you know what the mindset clearly was? This knot is only going to last for a very limited amount of time. One could envision in Hilchos Kosher that there are two moving parts. One is the type of knot, the Tzuras HaKesher, and one is the issue of the duration. Yeah, if you look in Shilti HaGibarim, the Ramah refers you to this in Shin Yud Zayin, that you know what? To be chayiv midaraisa for kosher, both are critical. Both are critical. The type of knot and the duration. So if a person goes there and makes on its face a keshel shel kiyamah to last, in such a case for that, you're going to be chayim. And what happens if it's either or? It's like one or the other. Either inherently it's not a keshel shel kiyamah, but my intent is that's going to last. Or let's assume, for example, now on its face, it's a keshel shel kiyamah, but you know what? I am going to soon thereafter undo. So that, Shulchan Aruch writes, is only nisid rabbanan. Midaraisa, you need Tzuras HaKesher and endurance. Both indeed are true. Wow. So on Shabbos, both indeed are necessary. Midaraisa, midrabanan, either or is going to be aser. So you have to kind of be careful. You know, when you were growing up, no, Glila was probably always with the hook or Velcro. No? When we were growing up, it wasn't that way. No, it was always something you wrap the Sefer Torah and then you tie a bow. No? Sometimes you can see them in certain kilos, no? Okay, that's interesting, no? Because the Ramah is mefurish, that you know what, even though a bow is not a keshel shel kayama, But if the intent is it's going to endure, it's going to last, that's an Issur Rabbanan. You know, so imagine a person has Glila Shabbos morning. Okay, you know what? Shabbos Mincha, they're going to use the same Sefer Torah. It's lasting for a few hours, okay? Let's assume, no, they're not using the same Sefer Torah. Let's assume you have Glila at Mincha on Shabbos. No? Ooh. So you're making a bow, and when are they going to untie this bow? Days later, next Shabbos, Monday. Ooh, so what do you mean? The Ramah writes, even a bow. You go ahead and you have a single bow, let's say, to tie your shoes. So in such a case, inherently, it's not a kesher shel kayama, and you don't intend it's going to endure. Let's say you're wearing docksiders, no, where you tie the bow, and the bow is going to last for a long time. You slip on and off without undoing the bow. Oh, that, the Ramah writes, that cannot be tied on Shabbos as something which is endurance. No, making a tie. Like, how yeshivish are you? No, so in such a case, if this is, you got the knot, that's going to last for years. No, okay, you know what? In Ochinami, even if you argue that the knot itself is not, but you know what? Endurance. Rostovichuk raised the following issue. You know, are those two dinim the same? The Tzuras HaKesher and the endurance. Yeah, there are two requirements of a kesher. You know, there's a stunning tshuva of Avni Nezer. I take a look, Or HaChaim Kuf Pei Gimel. Avni Nezer writes the following. You know, we live in times where everyone has tefillin. Now, I don't know. Typically, you never borrow tefillin. Someone are yeshiva, people are always borrowing tefillin. No, I forgot what. You know, okay, remember your tefillin. Not like, what kind of, okay. But it was very common in earlier times that, you know what, like, people used to not have their own tefillin. They used to borrow tefillin. You know, imagine you're borrowing someone's tefillin and, you know, the sizing is not right. So you know what? Well, if you're relying on borrowing tefillin, I advise you know how to make a kesher. So you adjust the kesher, no problem. Now the davening is over. What are you going to do now? No? You're going to just wrap it up. And the person who is kind enough to lend it to you is not going to be able to wear the tefillin tomorrow. So no, you're going to resize it. No? You're going to resize it. Avni Nezer writes such a chiddush there. And Avni Nezer concludes the tshuva, mitzvah lefarsim hadavar, that you're not yotzei the mitzvah of tefillin if you do that. You're not yotzei the mitzvah of tefillin. Because the kesher of tefillin has to be a kesher shel kayama. And it's mefurish in Shulchan Aruch that if a person makes a knot, and the mindset again, you know what, in 45 minutes, I'm going to undo this knot. That's an Issur D'Rabbanan on Shabbos. That's not an Issur D'Oraisa. That's not kosher. And the Gemara in Erevin writes, what is true of Shabbos is true of a kesher of tefillin as well. There's halach of kesher when it comes to Shabbos and tefillin, perhaps chalitza. Kesher is not limited only to Shabbos. So the Nezer writes the following, that a kesher shel tefillin has to be the type of kesher that you're going to be chayiv midaraisa for the malach of kosher. And if not, then not. That would kind of be stunning. That, you know what, so that would not be an option just to adjust and readjust. Because what do you mean? That's not tefillin that has the appropriate kesher. Rostovichuk disagreed. He assumed that's really not true. There are two dinim. The tzuras hakesher, is halacha b'chol haTorah kula. Yeah, that's the Sugya Erev. The definition of a kesher, you know what, that's going to be true for tefillin, that's true for Shabbos. But the endurance of the kesher, that's halacha of Melechus Machshavos. There's no halacha of endurance when it comes to a kesher of tefillin. But the malacha of kosher, which is Dumi Demikdash, which is Melechus Machshavos, that's Mefurish in the Gemara. They didn't go ahead and tie in order to soon thereafter untie. That's not part of the definition of the Cheftz Shel Kesher. That's a Kesher as opposed to a Niva, a bow as opposed to a knot. But the endurance is Melechus Machshavos. And the endurance is relevant to Shabbos, but it's not relevant to Hilchos Tefillin, and it's not relevant to Hilchos Chalitza. And therefore, as long as the type of kesher that was tied on its face is a kesher shel kayama, that's sufficient for the mitzvah of tefillin, even if the endurance is for a very, very short window of time. That's only on Shabbos because of Melechus Machshavos. Okay, fascinating chiddush. But the Rosh Hashanah added the following chiddush. You know what? Oh, and you know why that there's an Isser Derabanan to tie a Kesher Shel Kayama on Shabbos, even if you assume soon thereafter to undo it? Because B'chol HaTorah Kula, that is a Kesher Daraisa. Precisely because B'chol HaTorah Kula is a Kesher. And the only reason on Shabbos you are potter is because of Melaches Machsheves, but Midrabanan, equate Shabbos with Shari Surei Torah. That would mean of those two Piskei Din of the Shiltei HaGiborim, that on Shabbos, don't tie a permanent knot for a short window of time, or don't make a bow for an extended period of time. You know, those are two very different halachas. Those are two different halachas, no? The first halacha is the Tosfos in Yuma, Daf Lamed Aleph, because B'chol HaTorah Kula, that's considered to be a kesher. The second halacha of a bow, which is never a kesher, yeah, that's a different halacha entirely. That, you know what, if you're going to tie a bow for a longer duration of time, a gzeira atu kosher, as opposed to arguing that no, this is an act of kosher drabanan because midaraisa, this is considered to be a kesher, b'chol HaTorah Kula. That's like a fascinating split, no? But it's an important yisod that Tosfos has, Rabbi Kveger writes, that's the secret. That's the secret to our sugyas of misasek, that b'chol HaTorah Kula, avera, on Shabbos, Meleches Machsheves, Chalav Arayos, Yerchai V'Karben Shekeinene, and the possibilities of having a Knas and a Gzera, Otu Misasek, a Knas, Bayram Baymatzei, because it is a Maisa Vera, and a Gzera, because Midrabanan, we ignore Meleches Machsheves and equate Shabbos, Vashari Yisrei Torah. It's a fascinating model that, you know, Tosfos is mechadish this yisod based on a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that we don't do some like lahalacha, but I'll tell you that is the most operative principle when it comes to cases of dinim drabanan. In order to call something, let's say, a malacha drabanan, okay, what exactly is the nature of the ptur? And certain dinim drabanan may simply be also because of a gzeira, even though it doesn't necessarily have that full status. But an incredible chiddush that also says, I think, very relevant to our sugyas of the knas of Chametz Shavuot of Pesach.